You can't begin to experience in your viscera that you have constant option. And this is, we're talking about freedom, real freedom. You can't begin to discover that, the truth of that, in a moment of actual life, unless you've done some learning, some discovery about how your apparent self is made, which you can only discover really in the meaningful way as it's manifesting, as it's happening. But when you've begun or you've gotten deeply into this noticing, oh, here it is, this is just conditioning. That's what this is. Or this is me with my idea of myself as a capable man. Or this is me with my idea of myself as a young, fit woman who's middle-aged but doesn't look like it. Whatever, you know. We all have a million of those. It's only when you've begun to see, oh, that's what this is here, without judging, just noticing it, that you can, without ever even realizing it's happening, begin to exercise the other option, which is to live as though you are awakeness in that moment, just in that moment. And what is that? It's to be free, completely unburdened in that moment of all the stuff you've been carrying about your ideas of who you are. And so the way you occupy the moment is light, it's comfortable, there's no strain, there's no feeling of effort, there's no feeling of resistance, there's no feeling that there's even anybody there. All the awareness is just, this is happening, not as a thought. You're experiencing yourself as moment. And as soon as I put a word on it, it becomes not what that is, but there's a feeling of emptiness and ease. And you might look back on that a few moments later when the machinery maybe has started up again. And you didn't really probably see it happening. But sometimes in reflection, you'll realize there was this incredible ease and clarity there just for a second. But that kind of moment comes only in the present. And the kind of moment in which you're living it, occupying it as though you are your conditioned self, is seen fruitfully only in the present. So the whole idea of there being a spiritual journey that takes place over time in which you make progress or don't, or you plateau or you backslide, or that whole question of how am I doing or how close am I getting, or when what you're doing is seeing in the moment, looking at the sense of self that's here. And you won't even really think to look at it, probably, unless it's the conditioned self and it's caused some kind of discomfort. That's what often draws the attention to it. If your effort is to be in the moment and just see what's here, you won't get worn out because it's all that's ever real anyway. It's all that's ever been real is the moment that you're in. The whole sense of what it means to be on a spiritual journey gets very much more momentary, peaceful.